I'm sorry, I've never really done this before. Want a drink or something?
Well, why don't we start off by kissing? Is that okay?
Okay.
That's why the zero's double. Mr. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang. He's suave and he's smooth, and he can soothe you like vanilla. The gentleman's a killer. Mr. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang. He cuts through life like every day's the last. He's fast and he's cool. He's from the school that loves and leaves them a pity if it grieves them. Mr. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang's not a fool. Strangers pass like a knight. He cuts through life like every day is the last. He's fast and he's cool. He's from the school that loves and leaves them a pity if it grieves them. Mr. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang's not a fool.
Rollerblading?
Oh, not tonight, sweetie. Maybe another night.
Mom, parents who spend time with their kids in their younger years have a better chance of being close to their kids in those difficult teen years. I'm 12 right now, and when I turn 13, I'll become a whole different person, someone you won't even know. I'll be a roller coaster of emotions. Sometimes so sweet, you'll wonder what my motives are. And sometimes I'll burst into tears because I can't find my biology book.
Okay.
And what about when I start dating and bring home some guy who wants to take me away to Burma and live in a yurt?
A what?
How are you going to deal with that if we're not close?
Get your blades, honey.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
Mom, I can't find my rollerblades.
Oh, boy.
Who took my rollerblades?
Okay, calm down. We'll find it.
Just kidding.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Tears of the Gods with Edward on WMFO.
She's got the dancing. She's giving me through the But when I saw you coming out of the school that day, that day
theme on this week's episode of the Tears of the Gods sound collage is called How About a Little Kiss, as we play for you lots of music by one of the most influential and commercialized rock and roll bands ever. Kiss, formed in New York City in 1973. We began that previous set with a very disco-style song from Kiss's Dynasty album, I Was Made for Loving You. And then we followed that with an instrumental by a big Kiss fan, John Five, who turned out to be an outstanding Telecaster-wielding lead guitar player himself after being inspired by Ace Frehley and Gene and Paul and maybe Peter Criss a little bit. But I know Ace Frehley and Gene Simmons were his big inspirations. And then we heard a cover version of Kiss's Detroit Rock City as performed by the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones, followed by Shania Twain, When You Kiss Me. And then Hotter Than Hell. That version I got off of Kiss's double platinum album, as opposed to their third album, Hotter Than Hell. And then going back to some of the best of James Bond, John Barry, with a song called Mr. Kiss Kiss, Bang Bang. And then two public service messages. One about parenthood and raising a daughter from the Mormons. And then another one about online sexual exploitation, which was quite an appropriate segue into our closing Kiss song, Gene Simmons trying to seduce a 16-year-old girl, Christine. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is the Japanese composer, synthesist, arranger, composer, Kitaro. And this is Cosmic Love. So, in the next set, well, we're going to play for you some Kiss originals. Well, actually, what we're going to play for you is one Kiss original, one cool cover of a Rolling Stones song by Kiss, and then a cool cover of a Kiss song by another band. And also in there, some songs about Kisses by Mary Chapin Carpenter and The Neat Beats, a Japanese band. And once again, my thanks going out to DJ Easy Ed for turning me on to their album Mercurial. So this intro song is by the Lemonheads, and it's about a woman named Cynthia Plastercaster. Well, that was her nickname. And what she used to do was to go around to male musicians with some plaster of Paris, and she would make molds. She would make impressions of their members, and she had quite a collection of these plaster replicas, including one from Gene Simmons, and that's what led to the composition of this original song, which I will play for you here now on WMFO in Medford.
I was Woman, you are playing with forces beyond your ken.
Yeah, well, your Ken can kiss my Barbie.
It is love at first sight, is it not? No?
not? But he just kissed me. Okay, I'm gay.
Feel my
Tonight's theme on the Tears of the Gods sound collage is How About a Little Kiss, as we play for you a combination of that very influential and extremely commercial rock and roll band, Ace, Paul, Gene, and Peter. And we're mixing up their original songs with cool covers of their songs by other artists, with even in that set, their own Ace Frehley sung cool cover version of a Rolling Stone song, 2000 Man. We began the set with the Lemonheads version of Gene Simmons' Plaster Caster from the very cool cover compilation, Kiss My Ass, classic Kiss Regrooved. And then it was the Japanese band The Neat Beats with It's In Her Kiss by Mercurial. No, from their Mercurial album. And we followed that, yes, with Kiss's 2000 Man. And then it was Mary Chapin Carpenter and Passionate Kisses. And we concluded with Kiss and Paul Stanley singing another song with a pretty cool riff, Heaven's on Fire, which I found on their compilation Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Mikis Theodorakis, and this is the Zorba's Dance. I want to send a shout out to Bob Taylor for calling in, and we're having a little conversation about some classic guitars, including his prototype 1958 Gibson Flying V there. And what an incredible guitar that must be. And also, we were talking a little bit about some studio stuff, and that reminded me that many of Kiss's albums were produced or co-produced by Eddie Kramer, who was Jimi Hendrix's recording engineer. And actually, the most famous person in music that I ever got coffee for, when at the end of high school, I scored an internship at Northlake Recording Studios in White Plains. And I got Eddie Kramer coffee once. And my mentor, a guy named Chris Cassone, was a recording engineer there. And Ace Frehley, I recorded a number of songs there, and my mentor Chris took out a flashlight once, and he showed me how inside the faders of their big 24-track recording consoles, absolute state-of-the-art at the time, there was a whole bunch of white powder, and he explained this was one of those Spinal Tap kind of moments where he had all his cocaine out in the studio and he sneezed and it went everywhere, and they had to try taking apart all the equipment and specialized vacuum cleaners to clean it out. And yes, oh wow. So remember, if you're snorting cocaine, don't sneeze if you're at a recording studio. No, there's some other message there. In any case, we did get in all of our public service announcements for this hour, so we're all set. In the next set here, our concluding set, we're going to hear Prince's original version of that very cool Kiss song. Also, some more, an Ace Frehley song, an autobiographical Ace Frehley song, Shock Me, where he almost got electrocuted once on stage. You got to be careful of especially if you're using those vintage amps without the three prongs and the little switches that go back and forth to connect one side of the AC to the rest of the amp. Bob Taylor will know what I'm talking about. Because, yeah, you could almost, you could kill yourself. Certainly shock. And we're going to start off this set, actually, with the first guitar riff that I ever figured out how to play on my own with a vinyl record going back and forth. Bob Taylor ought to know what this is like, too. So here is an Ace Frehley penned song, Cold Gin. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Reform! Ah! Non-commercial community radio.
Cappuccinos, thank you, darling. Big kiss. The earring. Fun. Last year.
You don't have to be beautiful to kiss.
Yeah, that's right. Bow, sucker.
Yeah.
Bow down to your master. Yeah, coolie. Kiss my Converse.
This is Paul Stanley from Kiss for Rad, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Some of us work months producing a CD, but in less time than it takes to play it, someone will be killed in an alcohol-related crash. So please don't drive when you've been drinking. Plan ahead. Arrange a designated driver. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Energy hogged a team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House, a house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
And he's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Seems a little too quiet, if you ask me.
Yep.
Well, why didn't you say so? She wants a rocket ride. She...
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial community, freeform radio. Our theme this week has been How About a Little Kiss, featuring lots of original songs from one of the most influential and highly commercial rock and roll bands ever. along with cool covers of their songs by other artists and songs about kisses by even other artists. We commenced that last set with the first song that I figured out how to play on guitar by myself, Cold Gin. Penned by Ace Frehley, but sung by Gene Simmons, because early on, Ace wasn't comfortable with his singing abilities. Then it was the original Kiss Prince version of his song, Kiss. And some public service messages, and Ace Frehley's autobiographical song, Shock Me, about a, well, at least the incident was in in 1976. He got electrocuted when he was performing, and he touched a railing, and he went on to write that song afterwards. And then we concluded the music with another Ace Frehley song, Rocket Ride, from their, it was a studio song on their Alive album. Meanwhile, we've got some Tangerine Dream, the Chazelle love song from their Optical Race album here, going out to Savoir Faire, who should be coming up pretty promptly with songs from the Squid Pod and great music from the 1980s for you. Thanks so much for tuning in. I expect to be back again next week with another sound collage for you. And remember, the cure for the summertime blues is music.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is me.